Welcome to the Trending Show. Now, here's your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Welcome, loyal trendies, one and all. This is the weekly podcast filled with details and analysis of the top trending stories from the internet, coupled together with my own inane remarks and other stuff I've just made up to fill time. Thank you for inviting me into your ears. And thank you, Fuji the Bun, for leaving me that heartwarming review in the iTunes store. And for making me crave baked Alaska so early in the morning. That may well be your superpower. What was trending on Monday, you may be wondering? Well, Ebola outbreak. Yes, Ebola is back, and it killed about 130 people in Guinea before being contained. Guinea, formerly known as the Republic of Guinea, for those of you still playing the text-based Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego on 5-inch floppy disk game, formerly known as French Guinea before changing marketing firms, faced an outbreak of Ebola early in the week, reinforcing something that we all know to be true. There is little tourist value in visiting Guinea. As if the bloodthirsty diamond warlords, corruption throughout the entire nation's infrastructure, and general epidemic status for the last 9 consecutive years as decreed by the World Health Organization isn't enough to make you pine for the jellyfish-riddled shores of Armpit, New Jersey this vacation season, all you really need to know is this telling bit that I lifted right off their Wikipedia page under the section Cuisine, quote, "Desserts are uncommon," end quote. Michael Phelps is coming out of retirement, which seems like a liberal use of the term, given this guy works 2 weeks out of every 4 years, and work, for Michael Phelps, consists of putting on a Speedo and a shower cap. Bob Bowman, Michael Phelps' longtime coach who helped him capture his 22 Olympic medals, said not to call this return to the pool a comeback. Because when you are already the best swimmer in all of recorded history, getting back into a pool really doesn't count? Bowman said to ABC News, quote, "He can give a good effort and certainly not be embarrassed. He's in enough shape to swim," end quote. This made me wonder if, since the conclusion of the London Games in 2012, Michael Phelps has done nothing but eat funnel cake. Which then made me forget all about swimming. Funnel cake. Eggo Company, when are you going to produce funnel cake that I can make in my toaster? There are 3D printers that can create candies, and I think you can make human clones with them. And you don't have a toaster funnel cake ready to roll out yet? TikTok. On Tuesday, the Ultimate Warrior trended once again, as the official cause of his death was revealed to be a massive heart attack. To those that have followed the sad series of premature deaths of pro wrestlers that have used steroids to enhance their physiques, this comes as no surprise. Further investigation into his death will be conducted, and I hate to be out in front with a big spoiler alert here, but you're going to find that he had an enlarged heart. The Ultimate Warrior was quite open about his use of steroids, and I'm not sure what anyone is hoping to understand about why he dropped over dead beyond that. Tuesday, April 15th was also a big day for Mike Rotunda. TurboTax was trending. In fact, over 50,000 people searched up the term TurboTax, and I would guess that, just like me, those are 50,000 people that began work on their term papers the night before they were due. I also once did a science fair project, assigned to me maybe 5 months in advance the night before it was due. I also once gave a 9-minute speech in Frank Usella's English class that I had written 2 periods before, and I got an A on it. I got an A, Mom! And now I'm a podcaster. August Alsina was trending on Tuesday, but this story was covered by HollywoodLife.com. If you are new to the program, I am not contractually obligated to review material from that site or to discuss people with hard-to-pronounce names. Very quickly here, I want to run down all the Wednesday stories that trended high enough to warrant a mention so that we can get to the one good one. Heidi Klum trended because several people photographed her topless while she was on vacation. The Giants, a San Francisco treat and ball club, was trending because they had more points at the end of their skirmish with the Dodgers than the Dodgers did. Chris Johnson was trending because he signed a 2-year, $8 million deal on Wednesday. And the one person online who knows even less about sports than I do, Manish Mehta, of the New York Daily News, called Johnson a home run threat. Johnson plays football. Trending above that was Poveglia, the so-called most haunted island on Earth. The island is literally minutes from Venice, Italy, and has been deserted for years, which can only mean that Starbucks hasn't heard of it yet. The Italian government is auctioning the island off to pay a public debt and to appease the European Union, which I think we can all agree simply cannot be pleased. I spent all day making you that meatloaf, European Union, and I folded up your dress socks into those cute little grenade-like bundles that you love, but can you even ask how my day was? No. Trending above Paveglia was South Korea ferry boat, which is one of those downer disaster stories that I can't seem to avoid. Jenny McCarthy, who is now engaged to Donnie Wahlberg, so congratulations, people I don't know. Wahlberg gave McCarthy a ring with a giant yellow sapphire stone, or as it is colloquially referred to in the gemological parlance, a fake. But these stories cannot come close to the story of Andre Johnson. Yes, Johnson. I cannot possibly improve on this succinct coverage of the story, so I'm going to read it verbatim right from CNN.com to you. Quote, rapper Andre Johnson severed his penis and jumped from a Los Angeles apartment building early Wednesday, police said. Johnson was seriously injured, but survived the fall from the second level of the building in North Hollywood, Los Angeles, Police Sergeant William Mann said. Johnson, along with his recovered penis, was taken to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. End quote. I feel like I have waited patiently for the 35 episodes since I ran Natalie off this show for that story to come along. A story that does not require any additional input. Our great show sponsors, Cobra Electronics, have a fantastic deal going on right now that will save you $50. Head over to Cobra.com right now, and in the section of their shop dedicated to driving enthusiasts, you'll find the Cobra iRadar bundle for iOS devices, you know, like your iPhone, and not for your Super Robot 3GS. Right now, you can get this state-of-the-art radar detection and driving hazard alert system bundled together with the mini mount for your car at $50 off the regular cost. But an offer this good ain't gonna wait around forever. So head on over to Cobra.com right now and pick up an iRadar for the mom, dad, grad, or driving enthusiast on your shopping list. On Thursday, 16 stories trended high enough to make my rundown, so let's run down these stories from bottom to top. Trending the lowest, but enough to still be considered trending on Thursday, was Donovan McNabb, the former football tosser who occasionally drinks and drives and now works as an analyst for the NFL. An analyst, you say? Google search results. That sounds like a good job. I bet Donovan did his science fair projects well in advance. You were right, Mom. Columbus Short was trending not because of the charges against him for beating up a guy in a bar or assaulting another man on a basketball court, but because he threatened to kill his wife and held a knife to her throat. He appears, no joke, on the show Scandal. Orange is the New Black was trending on Thursday, which drew a self-satisfied smile to the mustached face of closet racist Hulk Hogan before he was informed by his caregiver that the phrase does not reference the superiority of his fake tan. Portia Williams was trending, and whoops, HollywoodLife.com rule on this one. The pre-Easter ritual known as Maundy Thursday trended. Being raised Catholic, this is something I am extremely familiar with. Maundy Thursday is the day before Good Friday, and on this day, when Vatican City's police commissioner projects a giant crucifix onto clouds, the Supreme Pontiff and his youthful ward, Cardinal, hop in the Popemobile to engage heathens and heretics in loosely choreographed fisticuffs, wherein sound effects seem to descend from the heavens with divine timing. The Stanley Cup playoffs are happening right now, and if not for a lewd gesture from the coach of the Blackhawks to the referees during Game 1, this would only be trending in Canada. Bryan Singer was trending because a 31-year-old man has initiated legal action against him, claiming that the film director sexually abused him when he was still a minor. Kim Novak, the 81-year-old actress, was trending because she has an unnaturally smooth face. Chelsea Clinton was trending because she is preggers. Salsa legend Cheo Feliciano heard my advice on last week's podcast and, in order to get his name trending, decided to croak. Laura Prepon was trending as she has gone on some prearranged public outings, playing the role of Tom Cruise's new Scientologist-endorsed love interest. She is expected to reprise this role in future episodes of the bizarre reality series Tom Cruise's Life. Mara Wilson was trending in the wake of the announcement that a Mrs. Doubtfire sequel is in the works. You may almost remember Mara for her role in the 1993 original playing Natalie, the daughter of Sally Field's character. Or you might also almost remember her for singing Make 'em Laugh at the 1995 Academy Awards, or almost remember her for her one-off appearance in the web series Missed Connection in the role of Woman Number 3. She will not appear in Mrs. Doubtfire 2, The Adventure Home. Good Friday emerged as the number two trend of the day after a hard-fought afternoon of cleaning the streets of scum and villainy at the hands of Pope Francis and Cardinal. But the day's top trend was the death of Gabriel Garcia Marquez, the literary giant who had the unfortunate circumstance of being pals with Fidel Castro. The Colombian-born author, who spent most of his life in Mexico, succumbed to an unruly mustache at the age of 87. Oh, he also had cancer. And then the week came to a close as people searched up Parenthood, Grey's Anatomy, and Orphan Black, which are all TV shows. John Tenta paid a visit to both Mexico City and Mount Everest, but the buzz of the day was due to Lindsay Lohan's appearance on Watch What Happens Live, a creation of the Bravo Network. On the program, Lohan was confronted with a list of men she allegedly bedded by host Andy Cohen. Lohan explained that this list was composed as part of her recovery at the Betty Ford Clinic, where she has lived for most of her 27 years on Earth. The list contains the names of many celebrities, many quasi-celebrities, vagrants, and, this is really on the list, PC Valmorbida. It's a computer virus. It's the underboss in a Harry Potter subplot. It's a designer hallucinogen big in the Baltics. It prevents the transmission of STDs. He's just some rich Australian guy. What a letdown. I would like to encourage you to follow me on Twitter, where I am Mike Quackenbush. And that is spelled just the way you think it is, unless you are one of those people that think Quackenbush is spelled Quakenbush. Leave me your pastry-titled review in iTunes with at least 5 stars. Keep in mind that both Cheese Danish and Baked Alaska have now been used. I will be making another edition of The Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe with Clayton Morris this week, and then how about you and I agree to meet back here next week for another edition of The Trending Show, Adios, amigos!